Good morning. It's the 16th of January, 2019, and today we have the Hanged Man, the Magician, and the Ten of Cups. The Butterfly. The Hanged Man. Why had he tied himself up there, away from everyone and everything? I say had, because today we have this Zen card of retreat and meditation in the past position. This human quietly and peacefully hangs from a rope tied around one ankle in a beautiful Cirque du Soleil yoga-like pose, looking resigned yet not uncomfortable. He or she always reminds me of Edgar Cayce, the American sleeping prophet, as they called him, who put himself into a semi-sleep state, you know, that weird in-between zone, during which time he would receive his solutions and remedies. He correctly diagnosed thousands of illnesses during these sessions, dictating to his secretary what was being dictated to him from, as he called it, the source. It is difficult to hear the source down there in traffic, says the Hanged Man. No one will see me up here. The world has to turn. Caterpillars can't fly. All they can do is hang there and think of all the gorgeous vacation spots they're going to visit when that magic moment comes and their new wings spring out, flutter, and soar. Inspired and having contemplated and meditated and slept on it, his eyes are open, but my horse sleeps with her eyes open too, and having had time to consider things from his rather unusual angle and from a higher place in himself, he or she, like Dorothy, who is cited so often in these musings, has the epiphany of realizing that they had the power all along. The Magician is in the present position in number one of the major arcana, contemplating his next creation. I have before me four aces, he says, and so he does. A coin, a cup, a sword, a staff. In a secret garden protected by stone walls, he works behind the scenes, wand raised to the sky as if ready to conduct lightning. Number one, of course, is the beginning, as in 1 plus 0 is 10 is 1. And the card in the future position, the happily ever after card, is the Ten of Cups. If love is a cocktail, you are about to be overserved. Two humans hold up a single golden cup into which a rainbow is marvelously pouring itself into from the sky. Nine more are floating down, ready to settle on a beautiful bit of green land by a calm body of water. Deep satisfaction and contentment. Who are these people? Possibly even a marriage or same-sex marriage away from prying eyes. We can see their uplifted arms and entwined hands around their shared cup, but we don't see the rest of them. This is saying that he or she has realized how important, how crucial someone else or others is or are to your own emotional fulfillment. The Hanged Man has become the beautiful butterfly that seems to exist only to inspire us with their delicate, psychedelic, otherworldly beauty. The caterpillars don't want to hang out with him anymore, of course, but their time will come too. It's a process. But if a butterfly is not seen, is it not still beautiful? I have no idea. But if 10 people are standing there watching a cloud of monarchs rise up to the sky, we all agree it's a magic moment. I never looked at it that way, says the Hangman. If I had to do it over again, I'd have different priorities, as in love and emotional security. Now that I know myself, he or she says, I am able to find my tribe, and they may not be who you thought they were.